Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 263 of the CJ Evolution Podcast. Patrick here, host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the listener and supporter. One of the ways we continue to grow is through ratings and reviews. If you would take a moment, go on to iTunes, rate and review the CJE podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, or whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field. You got much support. Keep up the fantastic work. Folks, you all know that I'm partnered with Four Sigmatic, an amazing coffee company that produces some amazing products, most notably their mushroom coffee. I love the Lion's Mane coffee. It is what I drink in the morning, what I drink throughout the day. It gives me that attention, that focus, that extra zip, and it doesn't give you all the bad stuff. And best of all, you're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. You know, folks, one of the big things that I love about the CJE podcast is that we talk about other topics that we can relate back to the criminal justice field, whatever you're doing in the field, such as, the importance of leadership, taking care of yourself, self-improvement, fitness, nutrition. One of the things I love talking about is entrepreneurship, because I know a lot of you out there, if not most of you, have side gigs that you're doing on the side. Maybe you're writing a book, starting a business, maybe you're into whatever. My next guest, you're going to love. His name is John Lee Dumas. If you don't know who he is, you're probably living under a rock, because he is the founder and host of EO on Fire, Entrepreneur on Fire. It's an award-winning podcast where he interviews today's most inspiring entrepreneurs 7 days a week. With over 1,400 episodes and seven figures a year in revenue, JLD has shown the world the power of podcasting. Prepare to ignite with this show, because he's going to tell you how to get off your butt, to start the business of your dreams, and to go for it. Enjoy this podcast. John Lee Dumas on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Welcome, sir.
Patrick, I am fired up to be here, brother.
Well, I am excited. I know you're a very busy man, but thank you for popping by and spending a little bit of your valuable time with me and the listeners. Let's get right into it. I mean, you have one of the biggest podcasts on the planet, Entrepreneur on Fire. And I always like to say that a lot of law enforcement, a lot of people in criminal justice, you know, they have side gigs on the side. Of course, I do. But what was the catalyst? Why did you get into podcasting, John?
I got into podcasting because I loved the medium of podcasts. Mm-hmm. I listened to them. I consumed them. I inhaled them. I mean, I just loved podcasts for the on-demand, targeted, free content that they were. But I also saw the void that wasn't being filled in the podcast marketplace, which was I, as a consumer of podcasts, wanted a daily show that was interviewing successful entrepreneurs and telling me their story and their lessons learned and their failures and their mistakes and their successes and the reasons why. But it didn't exist. And I said, well, if I want it, maybe somebody else wants it. And if somebody else wants it, that's a listenership. So I'm going to go ahead and create it. And guess what? I'm not going to be good, but I'm going to put in the reps. I'm going to do a daily show interviewing successful entrepreneurs. And sooner than later, I'll be good.
And so many people out there, John, you know this, I'm speaking to the choir. So many people start podcasts, but very few people. I mean, there's so many podcasts out there, a lot more obviously than when you began. But a lot of people start podcasts and then they get frustrated when it doesn't get the traction they want and they quit, right? And then they're not doing what you said. It's repetition. You got to keep going after it.
It's one step at a time. The book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, for me was huge, because it was kind of a revelation that you don't need to do it all at once. In fact, you should not be doing it all at once. Just go one step at a time. In fact, we recently launched the podcast journal, which is idea to launch in 50 days. So just take it one day at a time. In 50 days, your podcast will be launched. That's less than 2 months from now. Mm-hmm. And that's if you go at that pace. You can even step it up and do it a little bit quicker than that if you wanted to, following that process. But it's just the process of putting in the reps, being consistent, being patient, making it happen.
And do you think that it's just because we live in this instant gratification society that people say, screw it, I'm not going to do it? or
that's a huge reason. We are so used to just saying, Alexa, tell me the answer to this. Google, tell me the answer to that. Like, we just don't know what it means to actually have patience. In the words, delayed gratification. I mean, that is something that is so foreign to the younger generation that it's kind of scary because to me, delayed gratification's amazing. Like, I'll give myself a pint of Ben and Jerry's, but like only after, you know, like I fasted for 2 days and I've gone on a killer workout and I've been in my sauna and I've like waited for it. And like now I get it and it's mine. But delayed gratification, baby, it's gonna be an endangered species pretty soon.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And I work with a lot of, and I'm not trying to pick on young people, but I hear what you're saying. It's obvious that you're passionate about EO Fire. You love it. What are some of the other things you love about podcasting, John?
I love the relationships that you can build with somebody in a very short conversation. I mean, I can literally trace hundreds of friendships that I've developed through a podcast interview, and it's super cool. I also love the ripple effect. Like, I love the fact that somebody right now in Bangalore, India is listening to this podcast. They're going to be inspired by something that you say or that I say or that we say. And they're going to go do something and inspire people that we never would have been able to touch. And that ripple effect is just going every single day. It's super real and it's super inspiring.
Yeah. And I love just getting information out there to especially criminal justice professionals, because as you know, you might not know, John, the profession is constantly changing. And I just love getting content. I love, you know, putting it out there for people and just kind of, you know, helping improve people. You know what I mean? By great guests like you and other guests that come on and just give some great advice on how to make your life better and take yourself to that next level.
Love it.
What advice, I'm sure you get this all the time, but say I'm listening to this show. There's a listener out there who's saying, you know what? I want to start this show. I want to start a podcast. What are some practical tips that you could give them?
Number one is be real with yourself. Mm-hmm. Will your podcast solve a real problem or pain point that's out there? Because if you just want to launch another show interviewing entrepreneurs and yada, 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 like, cool, that's fun and that's good, but don't think you're going to break through all the noise that's out there. Like, you need to recognize the riches are in the niches, and that's so true in podcasting as well. So if you're going to launch a podcast in 2019 or beyond, you need to really dial in the specific audience you're serving. What is the 100% true, real pain point that you are going to solve with your podcast, with the content, with the value that you are going to deliver? If you can't answer that very specifically and very coherently, then go back to the drawing board until you can. Period. End of story.
Yeah. And there's so much room out there. I know the market is saturated, a lot of podcasts out there, but there's always room for a really, really good podcast, right? I mean, I know there's a ton out there.
I mean, a great example is this. Like, let's say that you want to rank for fasting, like how to fast. You would go to Google, you would type in how to fast, and then you would see whatever the top ranked article is there. And then what would you do? You would look at that article and you say, I'm going to create an article that's 5 to 10 times better than this, longer than this, more valuable than this. And you do that. You sit down and you create a 10x better product than what's currently best in show for that very specific key term or key phrase, how to fast or what is a fast or anything along those lines. And then guess what? Not tomorrow, not next month, but over time, your solution, if it remains the best solution, will rise to the top. It's the same idea with your podcast. Go find the exact audience that you are looking to serve at the highest level. Who's serving them right now at the best level? Okay, now study them. What are they doing right? Good. Implement that. What are they doing wrong? Awesome. Double down there. And before you know it, you'll have the best show in town on that area, and you'll win.
Yeah. And one of the things I love about all your, I mean, you got so much material out there, John, is that you, I think there's a misnomer out there among people that you need a ton of money to start a podcast. And one of the things that I started, as soon as I knew that I wanted to start a podcast, I started going to the master, John Lee Dumas. And I mean, it's important to get certain equipment and stuff like that, but you don't need a ton of money, right?
Hey, listen, I say, if you have $30 to invest in the Logitech Clear Chat microphone, you're going to sound good.
Yeah.
If you have $10 a month to invest in Libsyn for a media host, like, you're going to have that side of things covered. Yeah. And now it's just a matter of you putting the work in. So what was that? That was $30 plus $10 per month recurring revenue. recurring expense. That's nothing. That's it. That's all you need to get that podcast. You don't need a website. You don't need this. You don't need that. You don't need all these things. Those are the things that you need to get going. And by the way, it's just like not that difficult. It's not hard. That's why I created that course. You might have gone through freepodcastcourse.com. Which teaches you just the basics on how to create and launch your podcast and a story.
So what motivates John Lee Dupes? I imagine there's a ton of things, but what gets you out of bed in the morning?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, going back to the ripple effect, I really am inspired and motivated by the ripple effect. Like, I know it's real. I know it's alive. I know that when I'm sleeping at night, somebody's listening to episode 612 of Entrepreneurs on Fire, which I created, you know, 5 years ago. And they're being inspired by that. And I love that. And they're going from doing great things. And that's real. I put so much amazing, incredible content, not, by the way, off my lips by any stretch of the imagination, but from my thousands and thousands of guests as well. Like, I've been a huge part of that for sure, obviously. But that really does get me up in the morning. And also what gets me up in the morning is self-care. Like, I'm a big proponent on getting younger every year. Now, obviously, I'm aging every year, but I am looking better. I am feeling better. You know, I am doing all the things that is making sure that, like, I'm going to be entering my 40s in a lot better place than I was health-wise than when I entered my 30s. And that's just reality. And that's there for anybody. And to me, it's a game that I really do enjoy playing. So, you know, I'm fortunate to be in a place where I have a functional medicine doctor and I have a virtual nutritionist and a virtual trainer. And I'm able to invest in, like, tests and take a lot of supplements and do all the things that I know is really getting me to the next level. And that's a game that I love playing because I want to have the same kind of energy that I had throughout my 30s, delivering thousands and thousands of Entrepreneurs on Fire episodes in my 40s, in my 50s, in my 60s, in my 70s, in my 80s. I want to potentially be dropping value bombs in my hundreds. You know, I don't know what that's going to look like, but I think it's possible.
Yeah, anything's possible. And the one thing that you talk about all the time, John, and I do on my show is all you have is time in this world. You might as well take advantage of it. Quit sitting on the sidelines. Take action. You have to take that jump. If you're an entrepreneur out there and you want to do something, do it. There's no go back. There's no replay.
Boom. We can drop the mic right now.
Now, one last question, sir. I know you got to go. So you were talking about morning, what gets you up in the morning really quick. What's your morning routine? You know as well as I do, successful people like you and other successful people have morning routines.
Wake up at 6:30, come into my office, and I immediately pour 16 ounces of water down my throat with a squeeze of lemon and a little pinch of Himalayan sea salts. Then I'm taking another 16-ounce glass of water, and I'm mixing in this incredible daily nutritional support powder from my functional medicine doctor with micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, all the great things, and I'm drinking that. So boom, 32 ounces sloshing around in my belly right now. I just got hydrated. Then I go downstairs. I have my workout from 7 to 7:25 with my virtual trainer. Then I jump into my infrared sauna for 30 minutes while I watch a show on Netflix. I love watching Gold Rush. It's an amazing guilty pleasure show. Then I walk outside, take a very cold shower. I have an outdoor shower. So even though it's Puerto Rico, so it gets kind of chilly because it gets cooler overnight. And then I towel off, lay by the pool while I'm taking in amazing vitamin D from the morning sun. While I am doing these three things, first I'm meditating for 10 minutes, then I'm journaling for 10 minutes, then I'm reading for 30 minutes, typically a business book in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then, and only then, do I leave my pool and poolside and go upstairs to shower, brush my teeth, and then jump into my office to start my workday, which typically I get into my office anywhere between like 8:20 and 8:50.
So important to have morning routines. Well, John Lee Dumas, thank you for stopping by the show, sir. Any final words of wisdom you want to throw out to the listeners out there?
If you want to be successful in life, consume these kind words and these smart words from Albert Einstein. Try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. Be a person of value first and foremost, and everything else will follow that process. And for me, Entrepreneurs on Fire is the podcast. I'd love if you listened. And eofire.com is where I have some world-class and free training for entrepreneurs, free courses on how to come up with their big idea, of course, the free podcast course, Funnel on Fire course to create funnels that convert, and all the awesomeness, eofire.com.
John Lee Dumas, such a pleasure and honor having you on the show, sir. All of what you said is going to be linked up in the show notes. Much success to you in the future, sir. Thank you for stopping by.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.